Hey, hello again. Here we go again with another edition of Bible-based radio for the younger generation and the young at heart. Hello, this is Mr. Nick with We Kids, a good little radio program to help us to get to know God or to know Him better through His dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, the life, the only way to please God, youngster. The only way to know God, young'un, is to come to Him, turning from your sin, through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And you're going to be hearing plenty about Him during this half hour of We Kids. Tyler, hello to you and hi to Grandma Ruth. It is wonderful to have you listening. Have you never heard Tyler on the radio before? Oh, greetings to you, Tyler. Speaking of delightful children, Peter, it's nice to have you listening. And hello to Catherine. Look at the big smile on this little person here. Hannah and Seth, greetings to you. Juliana, stand up tall, dear. Oh, my goodness. You are growing. I can tell it from 1 week to the next. Nice to have you listening, Juliana. Kristen, thank you very much for the picture, sweet kid. Would you like a hug from Mr. Nick? Love you, sweetie. It's so nice to have you listening. And speaking about pictures, the We Can Sing 2 crew sent in a picture of all these smiling faces. Isn't it nice to be in a choir that sings songs that are glorifying to God? Greetings to the D-Kids, Dana, Danita, Danae, and Darvin. It's delightful to have you listening to We Kids. And hi to you, too, if I haven't said hi to you. Welcome to We Kids. Now, if you were made the king or the queen of a country, what would you do? Well, most of us, I suppose, would surround ourselves with toys and treats. But young King Joash is known for ordering repairs to the broken-down temple of God. There's more coming about that in just a few minutes. This is Christ-centered radio for kiddos.
We Kids!
Why should it be a secret?
Secret?
That I'm born again.
No secret.
Why should it be a secret?
It's good news.
That Jesus is my friend.
He's my friend too.
I'll shout it from the rooftops.
All right.
Sing it in the rain.
Any old time.
I'll never keep it secret.
This is good news. All right, Eric, sing it.
I'm telling all my neighbors, Jesus loves you.
It's true.
I'm telling all my neighbors, the Bible is true. I'll sail across the ocean, walk across the street. I'm telling everybody I meet. Sins are washed away. Why should it be a secret? This joy will never fade. I'll shout it from the rooftops, sing it in the rain. I'll never keep a secret again.
Good news can't help but travel.
You got it.
Good news is that even though we were dead in our sins, now, for the children of God, we're alive in Christ. All right.
I'll never keep quiet, 'cause God is in my heart. I'll never keep it quiet, I couldn't even start. I'll shout it from the rooftop. Spread like wildfire.
Oh, do we ever have good news? Right out of Ephesians chapter 2, the Bible says you were dead. This goes for kids, too. You were dead in your trespasses and sins. And then in verse 4 of Ephesians chapter 2, get this, and this is why this is good news. But God, even though we were dead in our sins, but God, being rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, even when we were dead in our sins, the Bible says, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Youngster, there is so much bad news that goes on in this world. People getting hurt, people getting killed. But the good news of the Bible is just exactly the opposite. The Bible says here, Ephesians chapter 2, that we start out dead, and God brings us back from being dead in our sins. He gives us life through his Son, Jesus Christ, because Jesus paid the price. He took the punishment for our sin on himself when he died on the cross. That is good news. Uh-oh, this is not good news. Becky is not happy. Og, can you help her, please?
I'm Og the Frog, and I live in this log. My life's a lot like yours, Becky. I get around by leaps and bounds. My life is made of ups and downs. Life is made of ups and downs. Some days we smile, some days we frown. But every day we wear a crown. Because we're kids of the king. La, la, la.
See, there you go.
Get it right. It's
every day it's we wear a crown.
We see, Mr. Grump. I mean, sir, it was an accident. You see, we're playing Bond. Yay!
Because we're kids of the king. La, 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 la. We love being kids of the king. La, 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 la. Because Jesus is our king. La, 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 la.
This is not a good situation. What is going to happen? Well, we'll have to wait and find out. It's coming up, I think, later on in the program. Now we move on to Bible time, and Joash, remember that name, repairs the temple. This is taken from 2 Chronicles chapter 24, the first 13 verses from the Word of God. When young Joash became king, the temple that Solomon had built for the Lord God was old and needed repairs. Joash decided it was time to make the temple like new again. This is what the Bible says. Joash was 7 years old when he became king, and he reigned 40 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Zibiah from Beersheba. Joash did what was right in the sight of the Lord all the days of Jehoiada the priest. Jehoiada took 2 wives for him, and he became the father of sons and daughters. Now it came about after this that Joash decided to restore the house of the Lord. He gathered the priests and Levites and said to them, "Go out to the cities of Judah and collect money from all Israel to repair the house of your God annually, and you shall do the matter quickly. But the Levites did not act quickly. So the king summoned Jehoiada, the chief priest, and said to him, Why have you not required the Levites to bring in from Judah and from Jerusalem the levy fixed by Moses, the servant of the Lord, on the congregation of Israel for the tent of the testimony? For the sons of the wicked Athaliah had broken into the house of God, and even used the holy things of the house of the Lord for the Baals. So the king commanded, and they made a chest and set it outside by the gate of the house of the Lord. They made a proclamation in Judah and Jerusalem to bring to the Lord the levy fixed by Moses, the servant of God, on Israel in the wilderness. All the officers and all the people rejoiced and brought in their levies and dropped them into the chest until they had finished. It came about, whenever the chest was brought in to the king's officer by the Levites, and when they saw that there was much money, then the king's scribe and the chief priest's officer would come, empty the chest, take it, and return it to its place. Thus they did daily and collected much money. The king and Jehoiada gave it to those who did the work of the service of the house of the Lord. And they hired masons and carpenters to restore the house of the Lord, and also workers in iron and bronze to repair the house of the Lord. So the workmen labored, and the repair work progressed in their hands. And they restored the house of God according to its specifications, and strengthened it. And, youngster, this was ordered by the young king, Joash. Now, in the Old Testament, there is the temple of God. The Old Testament temple was a structure. It was a building where God lived among his people. But in the New Testament, after the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit. And that's what these two good verses to remember are about. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own? For you have been bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body. And now with a little musical reminder of 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20, Colin Buchanan here.
Voice from the Bible. Listen, ready? You are not your own, for you were bought. You are not your own, for you were bought. You were bought at a great price, Jesus' perfect sacrifice. So in your body glorify the Lord. That's 1 Corinthians.
Corinthians.
I said Corinthians. Chapter 6, verse 19 and 20. So there's this couple, okay, they're in their late 50s. They retire to a beautiful house by the beach. They have a beautiful boat. They play golf and tennis, and they collect shells. Now picture them before Jesus Christ at the great day of judgment. Look, Lord, see my shells? Shells smells! It's what you do for God that counts. Don't waste your life. That's what this verse is all about. Listen, you are not your own, for you were bought. You are not your own, for you were bought. You were bought at a great price, Jesus' perfect sacrifice. So in your body glorify the Lord. That's 1 Corinthians.
Corinthians.
I said Corinthians.
Sorry.
Chapter 6, verse 19 and 20. Now that's 1 Corinthians.
Corinthians.
I said Corinthians. The people heard me.
Sorry.
Chapter 6, verse 19 and 20. The end. Ha, ha, ha. Shells smell.
Youngin', be sure to keep the eyes of your heart fixed on the Lord Jesus Christ. There are lots of temporal things world things, stuff of this life to distract us, but keep your eyes instead on Jesus. And to help you to do that, this is We Kids. And now, it's time for our wonderful We Kids March, and I need some march leaders here. Oh, look at this. Happy Heard, Cameron, Destiny, Mariah, Christina Lee, Christopher, Jeremiah. Tough pick, but I think, hi, Mom, hi, Pop. But I think it's going to be Jeremiah, Mr. Nick picks the J Kid. Jeremiah, you can do this. And over in this household, Logan, you are the march leader. Tyler, of course, you're going to be leading this up at your household here. And Essence, would you like to be march leader? You've been picked by Mr. Nick. Carly, I understand you love the Lord Jesus Christ. You've been baptized to show the world that you love the Lord Jesus Christ. Carly, that's wonderful. Would you like to be march leader, dear? All right, you're picked over here. Mama, Papa, help me, please. I'm stuck with a time problem. I'd love to pick a march leader in every household, but I can't do that. So if I've not mentioned a march leader in your family, will you please pick one for me? Thank you. Hey, do we know the rules to this thing? Well, then that's good. Let's go for our wonderful Wee Kids March. And they're off. Excellent start. Anna and Seth, you're doing very well for the perfect beginning of this thing. Here comes Logan. March leading his way through. Hello, Tyler. You behaving yourself? Grandma's got that grin on his face again. Peter goes marching by. Keisha, second time around already, dear. Excellent marching. Hello, Catherine. Hello, Ray. There goes Joshua marching by. Well, it fits. You know what Joshua did in the Old Testament, right? Marched around the walls of Jericho 7 times. Ooh. On the 7th day. And ooh. Good marching, Joshua. Kristen and Sarah, excellent marching. Landon, Dina, and Sarah in this friendly family. Good marching in our wonderful Wee Kids March. Hello, Juliana. Hello, Barbara. Hello, Kajersti. Hello, Nikayla. Hello, Rebecca. All right, Shane is in this thing. All the way, I can tell. Knees up high. D-Kids marching by. Dana, Danita. Danae, Darvin. Wonderful marching in our wonderful Wee Kids March. Mariel, you're doing fine. Anna, you're doing fine. Essence, you're an excellent leader, my dear. Gloria marches through. There goes Hans and Heidi and Josiah and Jubilee, the H and J kids. Bucky, Kenny, we're going to turn this thing around now. Rear, march. Bucky is known as Brandon officially. Kenny is known as Kenneth officially. Audrey, you're doing just fine. I know. The big sister puts up with these little guys. Janice, nice marching. Harley, Zoe, Levi, all the way to the end now of our wonderful Wee Kids March. Ooh, excellent marching, kiddos. Plenty of enthusiasm today. Audience participation at its finest. Youngster, you may be seated.
It's radio just for us.
How cool is that? Keys for Kids Radio and keysforkids.net.
Dump the Grump.
Dump
the Grump.
What's going on here?
Dump Mr. Grump.
Uh-oh.
Dump Mr. Grump.
The window.
He mumbles and grumbles at everyone, complaining and nagging to spoil our fun. The super gang has just begun to dump the Grump. Dump the Grump. Dump.
Hey, what's going on here?
Oh, hi, Sunshine.
Hey, what's with the protest sign?
Mr. Grump won't give us our baseball bat.
Mr. Who?
Mr. Grump!
Now, who is this Mr. Grump anyway?
He's a party pooper, you'll see. Mr. Grump is a man who lives by himself. He has no fun 'cause his Bible's on the shelf. His favorite pastime is hay.
And dirty, rotten kids. I hate them. I hate them.
Now, wait just a minute. How did Mr. Grump get your baseball in the first place?
Well, Sunshine Ball sort of gave it to him.
Mm-hmm. Did it have anything to do with this hole in the window?
Well, you see, Paul gave it to him through the window.
Aw, you guys. Did you even offer to pay Mr. Grump for his broken window?
Well, no. But Sunshine, Mr. Grump is such a meanie.
You're a meanie, Mr. Grump.
Dirty, rotten kids.
Now, come on, you guys. We need to show this man some love.
Well, I can see why Mr. Grump's a sad guy. The devil told him a lie. The devil said, Grump, nobody loves you. But deep down inside, Mr. Grump's a great guy. He's just waiting for someone to love him. The Bible says Jesus loves him. What about you? Well, I'll tell you. You gotta put down your signs and put away your pride. And tell old Grump that you love him deep inside. Just walk right up to his door and say, we love you, Mr. Grump.
Yuck.
Do we have to?
You're right, Sunshine. We need to show Mr. Grump love.
Hey, that's it, Becky. Jesus said it plain and simple. The same way he loved us, we gotta show love to everybody, friend or foe.
Yep, he's right.
But that's not all he said. Jesus said when you wrong your neighbor, you gotta make it right. I mean, we did break his window, you know.
But how are we gonna get the money for a new window?
Hey, that's easy. We aren't bitching. We'll have enough.
Sure.
Well, what are we waiting for?
Come on.
Let's go get it.
Let's go.
Come on. Sunshine, I feel better already.
Me too, Becky. We're gonna win old Grump with the love of Jesus.
Hey, Sunshine, we got the window.
Hey, wow, you guys are quick.
Now we're ready to go. So we run up the steps and we knock on the door and he says,
go away, I don't answer anymore.
But there's just one thing that we'd like to say.
What's this? I can't believe this. Somebody loves me.
Mr. G!
Somebody loves
the favorite part. Their love is melting his heart. He's got a brand new start.
Tell them about it, Mr. G.
Somebody loves me.
He's got a knock on his door. He's got new life and more. Yeah, Mr. G's been touched by.
Wow, from a broken window, bad situation, to new life in Christ. Isn't that what God does? He takes sin and he washes it away with his own blood, and instead he gives us that wonderful gift of new life. Mr. Grump, welcome to the family of God. Wow, what a change. Hey, this is Mr. Nick with Wee Kids. Yes, it's for little people and their families.
Kids.
We Kids is what we've been sharing together for the past half hour or so here. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. Remember today's Bible time about Joash repairing the temple? That was the Old Testament temple. And the temple today, where God lives, if you're a follower of Him, if you love the Lord Jesus Christ, if you've turned from your sin and you're following Jesus, the temple of God is your body. That's what the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20, a couple of good verses to remember. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own? For you have been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body. Two good verses to remember, two good verses to live as God lives through you, youngster. This is Mr. Nick with We Kids. What is this? Strange-looking machine, but I guess this is my exit machine. If you'll excuse me, let me try this thing on for size. Oh boy, it's kind of tight in here, let me tell you. Remember, kiddo, God loves you, and I love you too. I truly, duly do. See ya.